You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
One of the greatest corners to ever play the game, a pivotal role in two Super Bowl championships, seven-time Pro Bowler, former Walter Payton Man of the Year, and responsible for some of the greatest moments of my childhood. Number 28 of Washington's football team. Darryl Green. Darryl, welcome to the Michael K. Show. Peter Rosenberg and Michael
K. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Peter, Mike. How you guys doing? I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Nice. Well, first of all, really thrilled to have you, Darryl, because, you know, I'm a Washingtonian born and raised who's been in New York for the last 15 years or so, and we've been talking endlessly about this issue. And you are one of the really key voices I wanted to hear from. You're one of the greatest players in the history of the franchise. So I just wanted to know, first and foremost, how you're feeling about this. Obviously, maybe it's a bit late, but it's finally happened. And what are your initial thoughts on the Redskins' name officially being retired?
Well, before I say that, Michael, I got a text from a guy, Mark Ezell. I forgot how he say his name, but he's like, "Hey, man, I'm waiting on you to get on with Michael K. Man, you know that's how I keep up with my Yankees and my Yankees and my Jets." So, I'm like, man, this guy's famous all the way down here. So
that's good to hear.
So you got fans already here, man, in Northern Virginia. So, first of all, man, I extremely applaud Mr. Dan Snyder for this decision. I think it's the right thing. It's the honorable thing, and it gets us in position, man, to do to move forward, just like so many other things have been done in the nation in this last several months and weeks. That it really positions us. I think it also adds to how we speak to the fact that maybe human beings will finally take their position again of being the most important of all creation, meaning that they're more important than money, they're more important than sports, they're more important than a computer, more important than your Lamborghini. Human beings and how they feel and how they care. Matter of fact, the Bible says, "Oh, no man nothing but the loving." We can just love one another, and we can give people a chance to be successful just by having peace. And so Dan Snyder is the hero of the day, in my opinion.
Now, Darryl, you and Art Monk came out in 2013 and said that the name should be changed.
No, we didn't. We wasn't asked that. Our conversation was about if there is a people that is offended by the name, then Dan right. Snyder owes them the common courtesy to have a conversation. So, no, gotcha. We didn't. That was the mix-up at that time. It wasn't about the name change. It was about, at minimum, have a dialogue. And that's where we are now. So now the name is being changed. Now we're still at that place because now that it's going to be changed, now we need to have some conversations about, is there an apology? What are the measures of repair? How do we make those defrauded whole? What conversation are we going to have about are we going to change our trophies? Are we going to get rid of our jerseys? Are we going to, is the Hall of Fame going to have a room where they, it talks about how the mismanagement and the bigotry and the race, So there's some conversation. Are we going to ask people, hey, please don't wear Redskins branded stuff? I think the whole big thing for me has always been the courtesy of a conversation out of human respect one to another. Then we get to the answer, and then we start building from there. And so that's my position on it. That's what it was when they were asking me then. But yes, of course, let's change the name. I'm grateful for that. But at that time, I wasn't beating the door down because that wasn't really the question that was asked to me.
Well, and
the question was about that.
I think you said that really well, Darryl. And I think there. Dan Snyder has made some mistakes over the years. The time when he told the media, "You can write it down in all caps, that will never change." That's sort of the opposite of what you were saying, right? Like the goal is to have a conversation, not to try to tell people their feelings don't matter. And for whatever reason, it's taken this long, but we're here now. Now, one thing I'd like to see, you know, they're talking about Ron Rivera having a major voice in this. Obviously, he's the head coach, and Snyder will have a major role. Has anyone reached out to anyone like you? I would love to have you and Joe Gibbs and Art Monk and people like that in that conversation. Has there been any word about anything like that?
Now, listen, they probably won't call me. I'm not really a big hero. I'm not real recognized around Redskins Park, and that's not a bad thing. I just don't have that relationship with them like some of the greats have in their cities, and that's just the way it is.
Why is that, Derek? If you don't mind me as a childhood fan, why?
That's not this conversation. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know, and it doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother me. It's okay. I'm Daryl Green, and I'm good. But I would, to your point though, I would love to be in that conversation. I probably won't, but I would love to. I would be humbled to be in that conversation, just because it's just an honorable place. But I'm not typically the guy that gets that nod, and for some reason, and to answer your question, I really don't know. But I'm not vying for that. That's not what I'm. You know, I'm not knocking on the door for that, so that's not a big deal. But I will say it is a great time. This is a great time to if I could ever be in there, this would be the time I'd want to be in there. That's for sure. But that, you know, they have a life. I have a life.
Do you have any leanings to any of the names you've heard thrown around? Warriors, Red Tails?
Oh, absolutely. I've always had Red Tails. I'd love to see us honor a people who. Were under great duress up in the air fighting, and were in great duress when they landed on the ground fighting for their lives on American soil. So, you know, these are the men, the Tuskegee Airmen, that fought so well. That said, I will go back and say there's probably tons other of great men and great brigades and groups who have done extraordinary things. This is not to say nobody else has, but that's the group that comes to my mind. That name would be awesome. I think we could get our arms around that. That would be awesome. These guys were great champions. They won a lot, and they didn't get recognized for it as others did. So that's my one and only name that comes to my mind.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talking to the Hall of Famer Daryl Green, was so happy that he could be on with us, and I know that you're doing great work with the effect that COVID-19 has on racial minorities and underserved communities, and you're part of the dialogue. Can you tell us exactly what's going on there?
Yes, I surely can. Now, this Centene Corporation is been sort of my partner for many years. They're basically one of the leading multinational healthcare enterprises in the country, and a national minority quality forum. So they partnered together in the idea of having an independent research and doing some data research. You know, I don't know, and I'm not a doctor, but they tell me that most medicines are tested on white males. And though we are, I think, my data tells me we're about 99.9% the same, all people. But there is that DNA factor that if you're going to just cookie cut all medicines off of one race, then that's going to be problems. And so we need to get other minorities, African-Americans, other minorities to come out. And their history have given them sort of cause to be apprehensive because of different times in history. But this is an important time that we're going to try to use our good names and our influence. I have Mike Singletary in Chicago, Jerome Bettis in the Flint, Michigan area. I've got Aeneas Williams in New Orleans and Anthony Munoz and Orlando Pace in the Ohio area. And we're looking at Nevada as well. And so our goal is to get, you know, to get these people to come out and get tested and be supported through that process, particularly if they end up being positive with the COVID. But more importantly, to get the other antibodies tested and give us some data so that in future times we can say that we have a balance in our research and we're able to be effective in our research across all humans in the country because of all humans get the equal participation and then all humans can get equal service in terms of what comes out of that. So my hat is off to the people at the National Quality Minority Equality Forum and the Centene Corporation, who I've been working with for many years, about 6 years, doing my youth outreach and my going to military bases and behind prison walls and serving youth all around the country. So we've done a lot of great things, but this is sort of a trumpet has blown, all hands on deck. And so I've got these guys, I called these my Hall of Famers and said, guys, will y'all partner with me and take the lead in these particular cities where y'all played? And while I kind of stand as sort of the national guy ringing the bell saying to those communities, come on out. Come on out and get some service, get some protection, get some insight, encouraging them to, you know, wear their masks, protect themselves, giving them all the medical data that we have, but equally important, making sure that they help us, help all of us down the line. So it's just, I thank you for asking about that. That's really important.
Of course.
For what we're trying to get done as we hopefully, you know, knock off city after city after city with this research and with this testing. It's super, super important. We want to have a minimum of about 5,000 racial and ethnic minorities participate. And you know, it's a 5-year kind of a process as well. And it's important. It's really important.
That's amazing. Thank you for doing that work. Yeah. We need it right now more than ever. We got to let you go. I know you have to leave. Did you notice the hubbub on social media last week after Asante Samuel said he didn't see what the big deal was about Darryl Green?
You know, a guy asked me about. You know, I literally have been interviewing all day, and a guy, you're the second person mentioned that to him, and I'll tell you what I told him. I said, you know, Asante Samuel, I can tell you right now, and this is don't take this in no negative way. If he walked up to me right now, I wouldn't know his face. But you know what? What he said says he didn't know me either. So how can I be mad if I said I don't know him and he said he don't know me? What's the problem? And he was saying, somebody tell me about Darryl Green. I don't know him, so I'll take him at his word. And when the coach came and told him about it, that was kind of interesting. But the truth be told, and I've said this on other occasions, that there was nobody needed to answer him. I think that he would, you know, you can find anybody now. You can find anything you want to know, you can get. If it is that he want to be in the Hall of Fame and he's looking for a soft spot, then, you know, I'll give him mine. You know, matter of fact, just to go back to our original conversation, we were talking about the Redskins and about I talked about those conversations about jerseys, helmets. Look, you can have all of mine. I played because they paid me. They drafted me. I came out of college like other people, and I played 20 seasons, and they paid me for 20 seasons. If I don't have the jerseys and all the stuff, I'll be fine. And if he would like to get my spot, I'll be the first guy to give him my spot. But I'm not mad about that guy. I think that he said he didn't know me, and you know, I don't know if it's sincere or whatever, and I'm not going to try to judge that. But I didn't, you know, I appreciate the coach jumping in there. I certainly wasn't going to jump in there, but I'm not mad at that guy. I mean, Lord have mercy. I was blessed and fortunate in a 5'8" 3/4 frame body to play for 20 seasons. I was blessed anyway. He's right. Who in the world is this little midget? How did he get to do it? Well, you know, so he's exactly right. So, but I don't know him, and he don't know me. And so it's nothing, no foul, no harm.
Well, listen, this is Peter talking, and as someone who grew up in the D.C. area rooting for that team, a lot of people were upset about letting go of the name, but I can speak for a lot of fans in saying that letting go of the name is not the memories. The memories are the return, the punt return against Chicago at Soldier Field. The memories are deflecting the pass to end the championship game against the Vikings, and you were such a big part of those memories. So I'm grateful as a fan, and we're grateful to have you come on the show and join us today.
I think we lost him.
And that was in the middle of my speech, and we lost him. One of the saddest moments in the history of the show.
I thought I heard
the disconnection, but I had to finish in case I was wrong.
I'm going to tell you what's sadder, and I know it'll haunt you for the rest of your life. And Don has lived through.
Oh wait,
this
no, he called
times.
Back for a proper ending.
All right.
Yes, I really apologize. That was actually on me. You said you grew up a Redskins fan, and that was the last thing I heard.
You're such a gentleman for calling back, because we were just laughing at how sad it was that I was pouring my heart out while you were gone. No, I was just going to say, you know, and this is Peter talking. Growing up, I'm 40 years old. The most important memories for me in sports are that Washington team that you were on, the 87-91 Super Bowls. And the name being gone, a name is just a name. But the return against the Bears, breaking up the pass against the Vikings in the 87 championship, arguably the greatest moment of my sports life. You and the guys on that team are what the memories are. So I'm grateful as a fan, and we thank you, man, for joining us.
Thank you for saying that. And no name, a change, or anything else will ever take that away. So we're blessed. We are some blessed people.
Absolutely.
Man, thank you guys so much. Thank y'all so much. I hope to talk to you again, too.
And we appreciate
thank you for
you.
The good work that you're doing, too. That's really important
yes,
stuff.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, Darryl.
You guys can find me, and anytime we can do it again.
All right,
please.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Darryl.
All right, babe. Take care. All right, bye.
Wow.
That made it all better, right,
was
Peter?
That – well, it almost made it better than if it had gone well the first time. I mean,
does
you talk to one
it,
of your
does
heroes.
Does it take away the sting when you asked him the first question? He said, well, Michael, does it take away the sting a little bit?
It was hard. You know, I'm not going to say it wasn't hard to get up from. It was one of those moments. Do you remember when Spinks got hit the first time, the body shot?
Oh.
And he went down to one knee?
He didn't recover, but you recovered.
I recovered, though. I got up from one knee and fought back. But I got to tell you, great guest.
Yeah, and he said he'd come back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.